Dvachim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Base, 4-2, and now the Mishnah will discuss the consequences of chutz lezamano thoughts in the context of the chataos hapenimios, those five chataos offerings for which the blood is brought inside on the inner altar and in the Kodesh, and Kodesh Kodeshim potentially, and not on the Mizbeach Hachitza, on the main outer altar. So just keep in mind there are five Karbonos like this. Two of them wrote in Yom Kippur. That's the Seir LaShem, as opposed to it's sort of twin the Seir LaZazel, the goat. Second of all, you got the par of the Kohen Gadol, who brings up on behalf of himself and his family. Those bloods are offered inside. We discussed that at length in Yom Kippur. Then you have the par He'elem Davar, which the Sanhedrin essentially has to bring, or the people bring it. If the Sanhedrin makes a wrong call, which the public follows, regarding a matter that's subject to kares. Then there's the se'ir, l'avodah zara, the goat for avodah zara. That's if the, it's really the same idea as the par he'elem davar, but if the specific psak of the Sanhedrin had to do with avodah zara, then instead of the par, the bull, it'll bring a se'ir, goat. And then you have the par of the Kohen Mashiach, also kind of analogous, if the Kohen Gadol, let's call him, anointed Kohen, if he makes his own psak, bimat or something, he realizes he made a mistake, and there's a chiv karas. Now, instead of bringing a regular chatas, he'll bring the special bull on the inner altar. Now, those are bloods are put on the mizbeach hazav, the inner altar. Also, some blood is like kind of sprinkled towards the paroches, the dividing curtain that separates between the kodesh and kodesh and kodeshim, and the two that are on Yom Kippur. Those also have blood sprinkled in the kodesh and kodeshim. The point is that there are multiple blood applications, and unlike the Mizbeach HaChitzon, where we said even if, you know, any amount of blood makes it to an appropriate place on the Mizbeach, one application is enough, b'di'evad, to at least make the carbon effective. That's not true when it comes to the Mizbeach HaPenimi. The inner altar, those five chataos need to have all of the blood offerings done properly. And therefore that raised the possibility that unlike when it comes to Mizbeach HaChitzon on the outer altar, where since the first application is essentially all that essentially matters, if you have chutz lezamano thoughts after the first application, like say during the second application, it doesn't matter, it's too late because you've already done the first application. That's not true when it comes to inner altar one, because you have to do multiple applications and all of them are essential, all are ma'akiv. And that being the case, there's the possibility that you could do some of them with the right intentions, some with the wrong intentions. Now, of course, if you have any wrong intentions for any of the applications, then it becomes puzzle. The question is, if you have just chutz lezamano thoughts and no other thoughts, but you do it just for one or more, but not all, of the blood applications for those inner altar offerings, so then does that make it pigle, meaning that if one would now eat from the meat of such an offering, he'd be subject to karas? That's the question, says the Mishnah inside. Kol nitanun al mizbeach ha'pnimi, all of those five offerings for which there's blood applied on the inner altar, she'im chisar achas mehen hamatanos, excuse me, yeah, that's correct, she'im chisar achas min hamatanos lo kiper, where the situation is if you miss even one of the applications or don't do it properly with the wrong kavanah, etc., then it's not effective. Lefikach, therefore, im nasan kulan katiknan, if you do them all properly, v'achash lo katikna, and one improperly, meaning one of the blood applications, but all of them you have in mind, chutz lezamanu, you think you're going to say burn the emurim of this chatas in the improper time, tomorrow, not today, then pasul, that does render it invalid, ve'ein bo karas, but if one would then eat from such an offering, he wouldn't be the subject to karas, because the Tana, the Chachamim, hold, ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir. If you only have that chutz lezamano thoughts for a portion of the matir, meaning for some of the blood application, but not all of it, so then that doesn't make it into pigel, meaning a chiv karas. That's a din, that's a lacha. Worth speaking out that Rabbi Meir holds in Menachos that yes, indeed, mefaglin b'chatzi matir, and therefore, according to him, not like our Mishnah, if you would apply, have that thought with just one applications, then that would make it into pigel, and there would be a chiyav karas if one would eat from such a korban, but the halacha falls to the chachamim, the stam mishnah in our case here, and therefore, if you have, unless you think for all the blood applications you're doing, you're going to be offering the emurim chutz lezamano, then it will not be pigel, meaning, although it's pasul, the korban's invalid, but if one did eat from it, he wouldn't be chiyav karas.